Hello, everyone. Welcome to Brandon Weatherby Reads the Classics, Volume 1, Empire Records. If you have any questions throughout this reading, feel free to ask them. Questions might be, why are you doing this? Those are more than appropriate. I will answer any said question. Just raise your hand, and I will call on you. Here we go, everybody. Here we go. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You have a question. Do you have a question?
No
questions. No questions.
The wine opener.
The wine opener is upstairs.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. Fade in. Shot of Empire Records. A music store. Cut to an office. Joe? Gina. Lucas, what are you doing in here? My life has reached its pinnacle. Joe's letting me close the store tonight. You're kidding. I am not. Big responsibility, Lucas. Yes, Patrol's rules are extremely simple. Keep my hands off his beers, cigars, and drumsticks. My, how will you remember all of it? Good luck. Don't screw it up. A responsibility like this requires the obedience of a saint. Cut to Lucas, counting money, etc. Music Town franchise option agreement. Puts acetate in front of picture of store. They gotta be kidding. In the immortal words of the Doors, the time to hesitate is through. Cut to Lucas going to Atlantic City. No more bets. 22. 22 black. Who was that? Bets. End of roll. New roller. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets down. We have a high roller. 9,104. I counted it twice. I like your style. Well, Joe told me to count it twice. No more bets, please, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets down. Place your bets down. So wait, do we just throw it and get a 7? That would be very good, sir. Feeling lucky? I'm guided by a force much greater than luck. 7! A winner! Baby, you are sex. I know. Same lucky shooter. Put your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. Hot shooter on the line. You know what? Let it ride. Hot dice coming out. That's an $18,000 bet. You sure you know what you're doing, kid? I know this. That if I win this roll, I will save the place that I work from being sold and the jobs of my friends that work there, thus striking a blow at all that is evil and making the world a better place to live in. Huh? And I'll buy you guys a drink. Oh! No more bets, ladies and gentlemen. Get your bets down. Joe, this one's for you. 2. Craps. End of roll. You know something? You used to be cute, and you used to have 9,000 bucks. I wonder if I'll be held responsible for this. Cut to morning. Lucas asleep on his motorbike. Lucas! Hey, Lucas! Hey, Lucas! What the hell are you doing here, man? Something happened to me last night in Atlantic City. Oh, you went to Atlantic City? Wow! Did you win anything? No, I did not win. So if you ever guys ever wonder if it was nice to know you, I tell you now that it was. Shit, man! What happened? What happened? I do not regret the things that I have done, but those I did not do. Lucas, how much? How much? Shit. AJ, what do you mean by shit? What's up, huh? Well, Lucas doesn't have any money, and Joe and him closed the store last night. So, I guess he didn't live up to the responsibilities of the prediction, did he? No, not the full responsibility. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, shut up. Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, Joe, what's up with the boss threats, man? Friggin' Rex Manning Day. What's up with the hostility, Joe? Say no more, mo no more. Lips off for kissing, baby, she tied door. Wah! AJ, Joe, and Mark enter the store. Phone starts ringing. Mark, phone! Oh, Mark answers phone. Empire Records, open till midnight. This is Mark. Yeah? Hey, it's the bank. Yeah, it's Joe. Are you sure? Other phone rings. Mark answers that too. Empire Records, open till midnight. This is Mark, the boss. Give me a sec, would you? Yeah, Mitch. Mitch, will you stop yelling, please? Cut to back room. What is wrong, Joe? Joe, what is it? Nah, Lucas, no way. Come on. Here he comes. Joe enters back room and goes into a small office. Here he opens a safe and locks inside. Damn it, Lucas! What's the matter, Joe? Cut to car. Gina is driving. Corey approaches from her house. Surprise! What? What is it? Happy Rex Manning Day! Corey hands Gina a cupcake. When did you have time to make these? Dad says there's 24 usable hours in every day. Thank you. You absolutely amaze me. You are a nerd. That's me! So today I will offer myself to Rex Manning. All right. Yes. Kissing record. Oh, I love you. No, like this. Get your tongue off my record. Both laugh. You think Rex is the right guy for my first time? Ooh, I think he's perfect for you, Corey. Cut to store. Joe is rummaging around in the back room. Hey, Joe. Yeah? I need to ask you something. Uh-huh. Now, I know you a lot and a lot about love and women and all that sort of thing. Oh, yeah, my wife doesn't love me for another woman. My girlfriend forced me to leave at gunpoint. Does this qualify me? Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, Joe, I've decided that today's the day I'm going to tell Corey how I feel about her. Uh-huh. No, I know what you've been thinking, but I really am. I mean, I've been working here for on and off for like 5 years, man, so I've got to tell her how I feel, you know? I've got to tell her that, I know that I love her. Yeah, now how do I do that? You say I love you. What do you want, written instructions? If I find that kid, I swear I'm going to kill him. Okay, I'm going to go tell her this morning. Good. By noon, definitely. Right. By noon. Or 1. Uh-huh. By 1:37 exactly, Joe. Well, good luck. Well, thank you. Cut to Gina's car pulling up at the back of the store. Don't be sad, girl. Just be glad, girl. You're not a bad girl. God, I remember the first time you sung it on The Family Way. Yeah, I got so excited I almost choked on a pretzel. The back door opens, just as they are about to open it. Oh, happy Rex Manning Day! You guys can't go in there right now. I've got something to tell you, both of you. Listen, it's really crazy news. What? All right. Cut to Joe's office. Come on, Lucas, pick up the phone. Pick it up. Come on, buckethead! Cut to AJ, Corey, and Gina entering a back room. Hi, Joe. Does Joe know? No, it's just like normal. Hi, Joe. What's up, Joe? What's new, Joe? How you doing? Damn! Cut to store. Okay, let's see who goes first. I got a brown. Anybody got a brown? Brown? No. Orange? Mark shows his M&M. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Nah. Cut to scene of store getting ready for opening. Cut to AJ turning off Mark's music. Hey, what you doing, man? I'm exercising my veto, man. Yeah, but it's only 9 o'clock. You sure you want to do that? Mark, listening to this crap is guaranteed to make you sterile. Maybe I want to be sterile. Cut to back room. Corey, what are you doing here? Calculus. I hate it, but my dad says I've got to get an A. No, I mean, you're not on until this afternoon, right? Joe, it's Rex Manning Day. Rex Manning Day. Cut to music video. Mark singing. Lips off a kissing, baby, say no more. Could you please not sing, Mark? You know what, Joe? One of these days I'm going to show you little people. Yeah, well, on that day I'm going to jump out of my wheelchair and do a dance. How about today, huh? Rex Manning Day. Uh-oh. Mark. Lucas. Joe. Where's the money? Joe, the money is gone. Yeah, I know it's gone. Where it's gone to? Atlantic City. Atlantic City? Yeah. Is it coming back from Atlantic City? I don't think so, Joe. What's it doing in Atlantic City? Recirculating. Recirculating? Uh-oh. Are you pissed off, Joe? Lucas, Joe. Lucas, listen to me. I told Mitchell Beck that you forgot to deposit the money. I told Mitchell that the money was still here. Joe, that's not true. It's in Atlantic City. I swear. Shut up. Sit down and don't you move. It could very well be in other cities by now. Oh, shut up! Under no circumstances do I want you to leave that couch. Unless it's to bring me $9,000 and then you bring it back to me here, okay? Joe, I think it's going to be okay. What makes you think that? Who knows where thoughts come from? They just appear. Uh-huh. What a moron. Cut to store. You Corey Mason? For me? Uh-huh. Oh, wow, thank you. Later. Bye. Thank you. Reading from the card. To the number one in her class, Harvard, 1999. Make me proud. Love, Daddy. That's sweet. God, nothing's ever enough for him, huh? Oh, no, I'm sure he didn't mean it like that. No, he didn't. I'm sure he didn't mean it like that. Excuse me. How are you today? Cut to Mark kissing a picture of Madonna and Deb arriving. Hi, Deborah. Deb gives her the finger. She hates me. She hates me, too, but I have enough sense to hate her back. Cut to back room. Morning, Deb. Hi, Deb. Lucas, are you in trouble? Did you need that money? Because if you were in trouble, you know you can talk to me. You know that, right? Joe, we're all in some sort of trouble. Am I the only one who sees it? You know, Deb's in trouble, and AJ's in trouble. AJ's not in trouble. And Corey's in trouble. Corey's not in trouble. She's going to Harvard. Mark's in trouble. Eddie's in trouble. Hey, I'm the one who's in trouble here. Because every minute that goes by and I don't call the cops, I look like a bigger banana head. Joe, I can categorically say that you are not a bigger banana head. You screwed me, Lucas! You know that, right? What do you want me to do? Call Mitchell? Tell him I lied? It seems like a viable option. I swear to God, if you are fooling with me, I will kill you! AJ, I need another closer. Joe, I open, man. Come on, look, I wouldn't have asked, but I have no choice. I can close. Yeah, I can close. It's cool. They just raised my rent so I could definitely use the money. Well, damn the man. Oh, God, I am in hell! Cut to bathroom. Deb cutting her hair off. Lucas, do you even know that it's possible for someone to be in love with someone else and not even know it? In this life, there are nothing but possibilities. Well, that's good, because I have to tell Corey I love her by 1:37. That's an excellent time. Deb emerges from bathroom. Wow, did you have hair when you went in there, right? Yeah, it's still in the sink if you want to glue it. Hey, Lucas, is it true that you committed the perfect crime? Not entirely perfect. You see that, man? Hey, Deborah, wait a minute. What's with you today? Bad hair day. No, I mean with this, huh? What happened? You know, I went to Rock and Roll Heaven and I wasn't on the guest list. Now please move. I've got to go to work. No, you tell me right now what is going on. I decided I'd rather kill myself than meet Rex Manning. Now excuse me. I'm going. No, listen to me. This isn't funny. I'm not joking. I'm not going to let you go out here until you tell me what's going on. Mind your own business. She's fine. She's amazing. Thank you. AJ, she's in the store. She's going to be okay. What's with you? Yesterday you were normal and today you're like the Chinese guy from the Karate Kid. What's with you today? What's with today? I don't know. Cut to cash register. Deb approaches. Oh, wow. Why'd you do that? Just your typical nutty teenager in America. Oh, before you guys all hear about it. That's supposed to be a joke, right? No, you're the joke. Corey leaves. Well, Sinead O'Rebellion. Shock me with that deviant behavior. That is so clever. I swear to God, you get smarter the shorter your circuits. And you get smarter the shorter your hair gets, so it's a perfectly good thing that you went with that. Yeah. It's a wonderful look for you, darling. Thank you. Cut to Mark's thrash music. Joe, I have to go to the bathroom. Into office phone. Yeah, I want to report a robbery. No, I will not hold. Cut to store. Vito, excuse me, ow, Vita. Hey, what's up with that, Gina, huh? You know it's too early. It makes all the customers all crazy. Like, that's the whole point. Eddie, fat cat. What's up, dude? I heard your music play when I got in here, man. That's some pretty scary stuff. Yeah, it was moshy. I'm glad to say I made you a tape last night for educational purposes. Well, here's the deal, man. You start off with a little classical music, a little Pookie, a little Puffy, and then you got some Shags on there, and Residents, a little Floyd and Zeppelin. Floyd's very cool. And another very cool thing is I made you these. Now, they're my special recipe, and you know what that means. Lots of sugar! Now, Mark, you got to understand something here. This music is the glue of the world, Mark. It holds it all together. Without this, life would be meaningless. Dude, have you heard about Lucas? Cut to back room. Hey, Lucas, man. I heard you, like, went to Vegas and, like, married a mobster's wife, and now you've, like, got a hit on you and stuff. Is that true? Not entirely true. Oh, well, outlaw man, we salute you. Thank you, Eddie. No problem. Gina over the PA. This song goes out to our employee of the week. Lucas. Ooh, a little tribute, man. Over PA. Lucas wants money. Lots of money. Joe's money. Joe enters back room. What the hell is this, Joe? Rules and standards for Music Town's employee conduct. Put these in the boxes. Music Town? We're not a Music Town. No, we're not a Music Town. Yet. Well, isn't Music Town a chain, Joe? No gum chewing will be allowed inside the store. You're turning us into a Music Town? Why didn't you tell us? Because I was trying to stop it. What do you mean? Look, I got together enough money to make Mitch an offer. He's going to make me a partner. I could have bought him out eventually. You were going to buy Empire? That's a good thing, right? That'd be fantastic. Yeah. You think it's going to happen now? I have to pay for Mr. Brilliant did here. It's over, kids, okay? Mitchell is the man, Joe. Yeah, the man calls all the shots. Damn the man. Let me explain it to you. Mitchell's the man, I'm the idiot, you're the screw-up, and we're all the losers. Welcome to Music Town! Cut to store. Gina and Deb talking. No visible tattoos. No revealing clothing. We're both screwed. At least you're used to it. No, Deborah, don't be bitter. Certainly with your ever-growing collection of flesh-mutilating silver appendages and your brand-new neo-Nazi boot camp makeover, the boys will come a-running. Let's not fight. Let's just rip. Cut to Mark downstairs. No, we mustn't dwell. No, not today. We can't. Not on Rex Manning Day. Cut to fans. Cut to shoplifter. Cut to Lucas. Joe, is it okay if I leave the couch? Because I'm going to leave the couch now, okay? My ass is falling asleep, Joe. I got to go. I'm leaving. Cut to store. Well, at least you didn't leave the couch. Not the whole couch. Oh, I've decided I'm going to start a band. Really? Yeah. The first thing you need is a name, and then you'll know what kind of band you've got. Yeah, I know. I was thinking about Mark. What do you think of that? Is that with a C or with a K? Well, my name is, check's name tag, a K. So I was thinking maybe my band could be with a C. So that way it's kind of like psychedelic, you know, trip thing. Always play with their minds. Shoplifter, nice selection. What? Help you with anything? No, I'm all right, thanks. You like music? Yeah, me too. The fat man walks alone. What? Stop! What are you, some kind of weirdo? That's a big coat you're wearing. Lots of pocket room. Yeah, see ya. I'm sure I'll bump into you. Shoplifter! Cut to Lucas chasing Shoplifter. Isn't it customary to leave the scene after committing the crime? Definitely an amateur. Attention Rex Manning fans! If you look to your left, you will notice a Shoplifter being chased by Night Manager Lucas. This young man will be caught and deep-fried in a vat of hot oil and served to our first 100 customers. Just another tasty treat from the gang at Empire Records. Cut to Lucas chasing Shoplifter. Shoplifter walks into an open car door. Oh, shit! Cut to Rex Manning pulling up behind the store. He cut it too short. No, really, it's fine. It's fabulous. Oh, God, what? Look at this place. Come on, Rex. There's no gig too small, all right? Middle America buys your records. Now, come on. We've got a lot of fans waiting in there. Cut to back room. Yeah, this is Joe Reese from the Empire Record Store. We have a Shoplifter in custody. Uh-huh. How old are you? Old enough to kick you in your butt through your skull and splatter your brains in the wall. Yeah, he's a juvenile. No. What's your name? Warren Beatty. Okay, Warren, stand up. I want to hold these against your chest. Stand against the wall, and they're going to take a photograph of you. Why don't you shove them up your ass? Because it would hurt a lot, Warren. Take them over there. Gina enters, wearing only a Music Town apron. And they said no revealing clothing, didn't they? I think Music Town is actually torn in the revealing clothing issue. I think so. Revealing clothing. Gina! 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 Gina, will you please get dressed? Corey, turn that down! AJ, up on the roof! Fix the sign! Lucas, take the photograph. Yes, Music Town. I can work for Music Town. Hello? Hello? Hi, welcome to Music Town. May I service you? Gina, get dressed! Corey, work! You must be Joe Reeves. Yeah, I'm Joe. You must be Jane, right? Hi. Me, Joe, you, Jane. Shut up, Warren. This is Rex Manning. It's a pleasure to meet you. We all love the new album. Oh, good for you. What's he doing here? Just let me introduce you to everybody. This is Gina, this is Corey, Lucas, AJ, and Warren. AJ squeezes Warren next.
Hi!
I'm Rex. Great to be here. I have all of your albums. That's terrific, Corey. Thank you. Hey, Rex, what happened to your hair? Well, the stylist, if you want to call him that, got a little carried away. No biggie. It looks good. See, he likes it. I like it. Yeah, great. Let's go to work. Cut to photographing Warren. That was fabulous, Warren. Thank you. Cut to Rex entering from the store and fans cheering. Just smile, all right? I don't like the chair. What do you mean you don't like the chair? I don't like the chair. What's wrong with the chair? Just sit in the chair. I don't want to sit. Are you just going to stand there? Mr. Manning, this is a very nice chair. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you. Rex clicks his fingers for a pen. Jane throws one on the table. Hi. Hi. What's your name? Kathy. K-A-T-H-Y. Okay. You know, I've seen every episode of The Family Way. Oh, yeah? And you were my favorite singer in high school. Who's your favorite singer now? You. It's still you. Bye. Cut to back room. AJ drawing. Warren playing with the magnet. Mark enters. There's so many babes out there. I gotta get Rex some water because Rex is very, very thirsty. Make sure it's bottled water. Mark? Yeah? Who's your favorite singer? Axl? Well, if Axl Rose was driving on the highway and saw Rex Manning stranded on the side of the road, you think Axl Rose would stop and help him? Does Axl have a jack? No way, man! Axl would spin the wheel, take aim, pound on the gas, and take that sucker out! Warren? Warren! Where do you get this hostility from? Cut to Warren trying to pry quarters off the carpet. Who stuck these quarters down? I did. What the hell for, man? I don't feel like I need to explain my art to you, Warren. Warren, look at what you took. Rap, metal, Whitney Houston. It's for my girlfriend, okay? Sure it is. You know, maybe someone like you needs to diminish their criminal impulses and not magnify them. Maybe some jazz or some classical. Maybe you bite me! Do any of you Rex Manning's new record? What? Dance Party USA teeny bopper type of shit, right? I don't know. It actually tested well around teenage males. Jane, did you compare the percentage of teenage male Rex Manning fans to the incidence of homosexuality amongst teenage males? Warren laughs hysterically. No. Cut to store. Who should I make it out to? Denise. Denise. I've always loved that name. Thank you, but it's not mine. It's my mom's. She loves you. I've never even heard of you. Okay. Tell her, does your mother still have her own teeth? Forget it. Go hair. Oh. Say no more, bon amour. Say no more, mon amour. Say no more. Clapter. Cut to back room. Berko enters. Berko. Lucas, I heard a story about you. Really? Which one? The one where you stole $9,000, went to Atlantic City, and there's a contract out on you? Hey, has anyone seen Deborah today? Yeah, we saw her. She shaved her head. She has a bandage on her wrist. Really? Really. Who are you? I'm Jane. Oh. I work for Rex Manning. Oh. Berko, AJ, Lucas, and Warren start laughing. You think that's funny, huh? They continue laughing. If you'll excuse me. You're quitting? You can't quit! Oh, it's not them. It's Rex. You know, I don't even like his music. Come on, Jane, you gotta stay. You need to change the scenery. Honey, come on, you can't do it to... I can't believe it! She quit! Cut to Joe's office. He puts money in the jukebox. Cut to staff singing along. Cut to scenes. Iggy Rockman! He got it! Mitch enters. Excuse me, ladies, there should be more selling. Thank you. Guess who's here? How are you? Mitchell Beck. I own this place. Oh, good to meet you. You have a nice store. Oh, nice of you to say. I'll tell you, though. You should have seen it originally. Beck's Bath and Bidet. Bathroom Emporium. My grandfather started it. It was my beatnik father who turned it into a record store. I tell you, if I was selling toilets today, I'd be a rich man. Joe enters. Joe, what's the matter with you? You're sweating like a pig. It's nice to see you too, Mitch. Joe, come on. Is this the way we treat Mr. Manning? Where's the fresh fruit? Where's the champagne? Oh, no. That's not necessary. Thank you. No, no, please. He's a big star. Big. Huge star. Big. Big. Let's get him some. Sure. Okay. Joe and Mitch head towards back room. Joe, I'm going to the bank, so why don't you give me last night's deposit? I want to make sure it gets there this time. It's okay. I'll take care of it. No, no. You're a busy man. Let me. I said I'll handle it. Joe goes into the counting room. Mitchell starts to follow. Mitch! Mitch. Mitch. Have you met Warren? Who are you? Lucas. I work here. Shot of Joe filling the bank bag with paper while talking to Mitch. Have you met Warren? Because I wanted to talk to you about Warren. You see, young Warren came into the store today and put on a little demonstration for all the store employees. Very motivational. It was inspiring, actually. And gosh, he just made quite an impression on everyone. I'm intrigued. I'm spellbound. Joe hands him the money bag. Now that wasn't so hard, was it? Thank you. Warren flips Mitch the bird. Cut to store. I like your hair. Are you okay? Why do you care? You didn't care last night. Yes, I did. Look, this isn't about you, okay? I got home last night and thought about everything that had happened. And then I thought about everything that had happened the night before. That, and the week before that, and the year before that. And the only thing that was different was there was something else that was making me feel shitty. I'm trying to say I'm sorry. I just said this wasn't about you. Look, you didn't do anything wrong. I screwed up, okay? We're all screwed up. Don't touch me right now. I just want to get up, and I want you to walk away. Deb puts her headphones on. Cut to roof. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the intermission. This is our time to smoke cigarettes on the roof of Empire Records while Rex is about to get his lunch served. What will happen next? Only people that saw a 15-year-old film know!
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified.
Weatherby reads the classics, Volume 1, Empire Records. Where we last left off, Deb put her headphones on. She has a shaved head and cuts and scars from cutting. Do we have any questions about where we're at in the production?
I have one.
Go ahead.
Where did
Tobey
Maguire go?
Tobey Maguire was one of the people that talked to Rex Manning. In the script that we're doing, we're using the theatrical release, not the extended director's cut that was released in 2010. So, Tobey Maguire will not be featured in our production of Empire Records. If a more ambitious theater troupe decided to use Toby, you would hear one line from Toby that he speaks to Rex Manning. Any other questions?
How do you know?
A lot of people don't know this, but I'm related to like half the cast. I'm related to Deb. Deb's my mother. Deb had me out of wedlock very young, and that's why she tried to kill herself. Yes, ma'am, you have a question.
Two things.
Two-part question, go ahead.
Part number one. Why are all of the good songs not on the soundtrack?
Why are all the good songs not on the soundtrack? That's a very easy answer. That is because they were hard to license at the time. My favorite is the Ass Pony song, Little Bastard, which was playing in a part that we've already seen, and that's when Warren is getting his photos taken so that he can no longer enter the store, and they put it on the wall of shame in the back room. The shoplifter's wall, some might say. That is why it was just a licensing issue.
Question number two,
go ahead.
Why are all of the cast members, nearly all of the cast members from Empire Records currently or previously on CBS shows?
Why are all or most of the cast members currently on CBS shows? That is because they know, because these are my family, keep that in mind. As the cast members, they knew that one day I wanted to follow Craig Ferguson on CBS. So they said, hey, we're going to make it easier for this one guy that we want to admit as part of our family. We'll get shows on CBS, and then when he gets his late night show, we'll have him on.
Which is your favorite of the CBS shows?
Which is my favorite? Well, my favorite of the current CBS shows is The Mentalist. I've never seen an episode, but it's based in L.A.
Are any of them in that show?
Wait. Yes, the girl that plays Deb is in that show. She plays the romantic lead / detective for the LAPD. The Mentalist is a show that features a man consistently wearing a three-piece suit in L.A., because that's the premise of that show. Are we ready to go back to this movie?
What else are we missing from the extended?
What else are we missing from the extended cut? Well, we learn let's go through this, actually. I saw the extended cut. It's quite awful. All of the scenes that they took out are necessary to take out. I think every character has a breakdown except Mark in the extended cut, where in the real cut, I think half of the cast has breakdowns. That's about it. Yes, another question. Why did Renee Zellweger lie later and say that she never sang on camera when she won her Oscar for Chicago from 2002, the movie Chicago? That is because she didn't want to pretend that Empire Records never existed. Cocaine's a very powerful drug. That's all. She was just high on blow for 9 months during the press junket and just forgot. Okay? She just forgot. Yes, ma'am, you have a question.
I do have a question.
What is that?
It's more of a theoretical
question. Go ahead. It's been 1995. It's been 17 years. Yes.
Not quite.
Well, this was. I'm talking about filming dates, obviously, not release dates.
I'm just wondering if you can talk about the impact that this film had on the following 15 years of cinema.
Following 15 years of cinema. Do you want to go year by year, film by film?
I mean, thematically.
Thematically.
However you want to.
Okay. Well, Empire Records is a very simple film. If you've noticed. Not one plot device, not one line in this movie is original in any way whatsoever. So all this is what is the best parts of Ferris Bueller that we can put in a record store? What's the best part of Breakfast Club we can put in a record store? What songs can we license and put it in a record store? That's all this is. So really this is a tribute to the Partridge Family and mocking Partridge Family. If you remember, Speed Racer was quite popular at the time. They couldn't afford to get Speed Racer. They couldn't afford to get Partridge Family because things like Nick at Night made it very popular. So they had to kind of form their own Nick at Night. All this was doing was taking a magnifying glass and looking at how unoriginal the mid-90s were. That's all this is. Now, in terms of what it's impacted, the simple answer is absolutely nothing. This film does not hold up whatsoever, and it does not need to be looked at any more than we're doing right now. Is it important that we do this? Yes. Is it possibly the most important thing someone could do on St. Patrick's Day inside of an art gallery? Yes. Does this make me the biggest hipster of all time? Yes. Okay, go ahead. Next question.
I forgot.
Okay, that's fair. You forgot. When you're listening to someone talk about Empire Records, if you don't forget, there's a problem. You remember. Okay, go ahead.
Is this what it's really like to work in a record store?
Yes. Yes, it is. I've worked in multiple record stores. This is exactly what it's like. That's not really a joke. I didn't remember this I did a monologue about this. The listener of the show might know this. I did a monologue about Crow's Nest Records, a record store I used to work at. Very similar to Empire Records, except it wasn't around since the mid-50s. It was around for 11 months total. We had a John Mayer performance that I worked and didn't remember working it because I was too busy hanging out with the people behind the counters that just got high. So yes, this is exactly how it is. There's very very self-important people acting self-important that aren't actually self-realized. Okay? So yes, this is every independent record store ever. If you're 25 or under. If you're 25 or over, it's super sad. Okay? Does that make sense? So the answer is yes. Are we ready to go back? Any other questions? The floor is open. Any other questions? The floor is closed. Back to the Empire. Cut to roof. Corey, I've got to tell you something. It's about how I feel about you. I really, really, really... Oh, God. You know, that feeling you get when you get out of a hot bath and you just feel really refreshed and nice? Well, you make me feel like... You make me feel like a bath. You're like vanilla ice cream. French vanilla ice cream. Yeah? Cut to scenes. Cut to back room. This is bullshit, man! The long arm of the law has embraced our dear friend Warren. I'm Joe Reeves, the manager. Is everything okay? This is such bullshit, man! We've got everything under control. Hey, Joe, tell them what he did. You need a statement for me? No, we already got one from Mr. Lucas. Oh, Mr. Lucas over there took $9,000 and I just took a couple of CD. That is enough. Come on, Lucas! I thought you were my friend! Take care of yourself, Warren. Don't let the man get you down. I don't want to see you back in the store, Warren. I'm the victim here. Bye, Warren. I'm going to get you. I'm not playing this time. I'll be back and you'll be sorry. You're going to pay for this. Woo! You'll be sorry. I'm already sorry. Cut to Joe, checking music booths. Hi. Hey, I'm just accumulating tax returns. I'm almost done. Look, Deb, if you need to talk about anything, you gonna fix me, Joe? Okay, fix me. I'll listen. Well, I didn't mean that. I mean, should I call your mother or something? Or, great. You know, if you find her, could you give her my number? Because I'd really like to talk to her myself. I know you didn't mean anything. You're doing a good job, Deb. Joe leaves. I feel a lot better. Cut to Joe's office. Joe, you're the best boss in the world. Can I bring Rex his lunch? Bert goes taking him his lunch. Joe, you know that Burko's going to insult him right to his face. I don't think that's such a good idea. Look, I don't care if Burko sticks an M80 up his butt and lights it. In fact, I hope he sticks one up mine. It might be an improvement. Joe, I have to bring Rex his lunch. Burko is. Joe, I need to bring Rex his lunch. Burko is. I'm bringing Rex his lunch! All right. Thanks, Joe. Thanks a lot. Cut to Corey preparing lunch. Rex and Mark enter. Wow, all the food groups, Corey. Bye, Mark. Hey, whoa! Well, this looks very elegant. Yeah, boy, talking to all those women can make you work up an appetite. I bet it does. I think I've got everything. I'm all set. Thank you. So am I. You know, I can't help notice you're sitting there staring at me. I was just thinking how I used to imagine marrying you when you were on the family way. Marrying me? You must have been a baby back then. Taking off her top. I'm not a baby now. You're a sweet girl. Taking off her skirt. I'm not as sweet as you think. How old are you? Old enough. You sure you want to do this? Yeah, definitely. Unzipping his pants. Rock and roll! Corey runs out of the room, pulling on her clothes. Cut to roof! Corey emerges, pulling on her top. She sits down and notices AJ approaching. Go away! Corey, what are you doing up here? Fixing the sign. What are you doing? Taking a break. Wow, it's really weird that you just came up here. Look, I really have to tell you something. Not now, please. No, it has to be now. Please, AJ, not now. No, it has to be now. Listen, you remember that really horrible day when Mark set up the store alarm and Gina got dumped by that dentist guy and cried all day and I drew the picture of him and Lucas made the voodoo doll and you wore that skirt I hate you? Do you remember that day? What skirt? The one with the flowers. The blue skirt? Yeah, the blue one. Yeah, I hate that skirt. But it's good that I hate that skirt, Corey. Listen to me. That skirt made me realize. I mean, if I can love her in that skirt, then this must really be it. Corey, I love you. What? Corey, I'm in love with you. Oh, wow. Please, not now, AJ. Please don't do this right now. I'm sorry, but I can't handle this right now. What are you telling me? That you can handle it some other time? Is that it? Look, I just threw myself at Rex Manning, okay? I mean, a total fool of myself. I mean, I really don't. You what? Yeah, and I'm just not ready for this, okay? And I'm sorry, I'm really sorry, I'm sorry. I just want to be alone, okay? Yeah, okay, just forget I said anything, all right? Just forget, I didn't say anything. Nothing happened. Cut to AJ painting, cut to cafe, Gina and Corey having lunch. Forget about Rex. We'll get you another guy. I don't want another guy. I'm not like you. I don't need another guy. Why do you always try and make me like you? What do you mean, like me? I'm not like with you with guys. I don't need to do what you do all the time. Oh, okay. I see. Not like me, the turbo slut. Is that what you mean? What are you saying? That I gotta go do every guy that I see? Well, you certainly seem to enjoy it. Huh. Well... What'd you do, huh, Corey? Did you ever go over there and do all your act perfect and better than everybody? You think guys like you for that? They might not like it, but at least they don't do it with me and go off and laugh. Miss Self-Righteous! Gina storms off. Eddie approaches. Eddie, putting pizza on the table. Hey, here you are. Hey, is Rex Manning in yet? Because if he is, you gotta, like, show him my A-track. It's so great. It's the family way. It's, like, in the vinyl section right underneath the... Eddie, please! Corey leaves. Hey, what'd I do? Hey, picks up bra. Hey, you forgot your thingy. Corey leaves. Cut to store. I don't know. It's just kind of something I've always been able to do. I can tell you what color and what kind. Huh. All right. What am I wearing now? Jockeys. Navy blue. Am I right? I don't know. Well, why don't you check it out and you let me know. Cut to count out room. Gina enters, followed by Rex. Now the $64,000 question. Gina undoes his pants. Cut to AJ, painting inside. Hi. Looks at painting. That's really nice. Don't. Don't what? Pretend like nothing happened. Just don't. AJ, when you told me that before, I just freaked because I don't think of you like that. I mean, you're my best friend. I think we have something better than that. Better? That's bullshit! You know that's bullshit! AJ leaves. Corey takes a pill from a container. Cut to Deb making buttons. Cut to store. Deb, handing button to Miss Corey. One for Miss Teen America. It's okay. I didn't spit on it. Dishonesty? What's that supposed to mean? And one for the man with the band. Oh, Mark sucks. Yeah. Hey, AJ, I made a button for you. Stupid. Deborah, you're just in time. What? Please. Surprise. Turn on Rex's song. Vito, 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 I'm not listening to it. No, we're dancing to it. I'm not going to dance to Rex Manning. I'm not dancing. AJ lies on counter. Why not? I am Rex Manning. I'm so sexy. No, you're stupid. Stupid. No, I'm sexy. AJ puts Deb's hand on his crotch. Get off. Scenes of staff and customers dancing and singing. Shots of Gina and Rex in countdown room. You all having fun? I hope so. Don't let me stop you. Keep dancing. But you better do it now because next week this is going to be a music town and I don't think they allow dancing in music town. What are we supposed to do instead, Joe? What am I going to do with this guy, huh? What should I do? Turn him into the police? Send him to jail? Who do you think he's going to come when he wants bail? Who? Me. Right? Me. What should I do? Put in my own $9,000 and then I'm screwed. Don't worry, Joe. You're a superb manager. Really? Superb. Keep it up, Lucas. Superb. Say it again. Superb. You little shit. Joe, that's my shoulder. Cut to back room. Joe drags Lucas in. Get in there! Joe! No! Don't! Oh, Joe, don't do it! Joe! Oh! Lucas gets thrown back out of the office. You deserve that. You know it, right? I know it. Where's Rex? I got a better question for you, Joe. Where's Gina? I hear laughter from the countout room. I'll look upstairs. I'll check the bathroom. I'll check the storage room. I'll check the sofa. Eddie enters. Hey, how's it going, man, Joe? Sorry I'm late. I brought some pizza just in case anyone got hungry. So what's up, man? Where you guys looking so glum? Where's Sexy Rexy? It's kind of funny that you put it that way. What? Corey enters. Joe, I'm not feeling so good. Can I count out now? Walks to countout room. Why is the door locked? Where's Gina? Where's Rex? Everybody avoids eye contact with her. She throws her cash drawer on the floor. Gina and Rex come out of the room. What? No applause. AJ jumps on Rex. Get off!
AJ! AJ, stop! He's not worth it! Urgent!
They manage to pull AJ off Rex. Rex punching AJ while Joe restrains him.
Wise up, Junior! Take your purse and get the hell out of my store! Where's Jane? She quit, pal.
What? I was lying about your hair. It looks stupid. And we all hate your new album. Not to mention the one before that. You're just a washed-up imposter, man. Why don't you all just fade away?
How could you with Rex Manning? I hate you!
Gina, you better go home.
Am I fired? Have I fired anyone today?
No. Why would I start with you? Corey comes back.
So is this how your life's gonna be now, huh? You're just gonna screw over your husband until your tits fall down and they don't want you anymore? Well, at least I don't hide what I am, right, Corey? At least I'm not some closet speed freak, right? Wait, what do you think? I don't see what you do? Don't you think I don't see what you do? Shut up! I know what you do!
Picks pill container up from Corey's pigeonhole.
What's this? Oh, what's this? What are these? Oh, what are these? Aspirin? Vitamins? Diet pills? Shh! Diet pills! Oh, what a surprise! Stop it! You know what? I could study all night if I was chowing down speed, you know that? I could!
Start throwing pills at Corey.
Here's one for your perfect little face! Your perfect body! Shut up! And your perfect family and your perfect shoe! Stop it! Gina, stop it! Come on! And your perfect, perfect future! I'm stopping! Come on! I'm stopping! It's always about her!
Gina leaves. Joe to Corey. It's gonna be fine, really.
No! It's not gonna be fine! Nothing's ever fine! I'll show you fine! I'll show you perfect!
Corey runs into the store, grabs a pair of scissors off the counter, attacks a Rex Manning, stand up.
I hate you!
And Mark, Eddie, Joe, and Burko restrain her. Cut to washroom. Deb is calmly going down by lowering her face into water. Shh. Up. Better? Yeah. Okay, come on. Try it off. Looks at Corey for a while. So I guess nobody really has it all together. No. I feel like I should welcome you to this neighborhood or something. Deb sits down on toilet. Anyways, did you really want to do Rex Manning in the count-out room? Is that how you always imagined your first time would be? Your back up against the daily totals and your feet pounding against the safe.
Oh, Rexy, stop that. You're so sexy.
Corey smiles at the thought.
Why are you being so nice to me?
Let's save our homework moment.
Guar!
The singer on screen starts talking to Mark.
Hey! Hey, Mark! You love Guar! Why don't you join the band?
Cut to Mark in a music video on the TV set.
Aw, man, Mark! Man, you play a mean guitar, man! It's really a shame that you must die!
Mark starts to be eaten by a big plant.
Wait! Huh, come on! Oh!
Cut to Mark watching himself on TV. He laughs as he is eaten.
I love you, Eddie.
Cut to Joe's office. Hey, you new night manager? What are you doing later?
I don't know. I'm either going to jail or hell. Can't decide which.
Jesus Christ.
Well, wherever you're going, would you like to have dinner with me first?
You bet. Cut to back room stairs. AJ is sitting alone. Hey, AJ, can I ask you something? Do you know where Harvard is?
It's near Boston.
No, I mean, do you really know where Harvard is? It's another planet, man. Another universe. Totally unlike the one we know. Filled with big blonde guys who eat ivy and row boats. What I'm trying to say is that you and Corey are just not made for each other. She's different than you. She's...
AJ walks away. Cut to Corey drawing a picture on a piece of card. Death is in the cards. Rest in peace, Deb. A funeral. Is Deborah not with us anymore? If Deb wants to die, let's show her what a real funeral would be like. Cut to setting up funeral shots. We're gathered here today to pay our last respects to Deborah. She left us and never said why, but I'm really going to miss her. And I wish that I could know her a little bit better. Dog shit. Hey, dead people don't talk. Burko, would you like to say something? Dev, I just want you to stay, that's all. AJ, do you have something to say? Well, is it better to know or not to know? You see, I want to go to art school, but I'm afraid. Jesus, I hate this funeral. Cut to store. Mark is serving customers. His hands full. The phone rings. Into phone.
Empire Records opens till midnight. This is Mark. Midnight!
The amount of customers is too much for Mark.
Help me! Help me! Help me! Help me! Oh, God!
Cut to back room. I'll take care of it, boss. Okay. I really miss Gina. That's really special, but aren't we supposed to be talking about me?
I know, but I just can't stop thinking about her. She's not afraid of life, and she's not afraid to be herself. And I wish I could be like that. I wish that I could be brave like Gina.
Gina peers out of the shadows of the back room. You are brave. You're getting out of here. You're always talking about how I do what I want to do, but I don't. I don't. Because I want to sing in a band! But I don't have the guts to even audition. I know that if I don't do something, I'm going to end up like my mother. Her life ended after high school. You're never going to be like your mother if you don't want to be like your mother. You're going to be fine. That is so sweet. I think I'm going to barf. Excuse me. Deb attempts to leave. The others pull her back down. Get down here. Hey, Mark.
I used to pee in my bed. I did. I wet my bed until I was 10. My mother turned me over to the county when I said I was... when I was 10 to, not for being a bedwetter, for being a bad seed. Anyway, 3 years went by, and then Joe came in, and he took me out, and I became the well-adjusted person that I am today. Look, I tried to kill myself with this Lady Bic, a pink plastic razor with daisies on it and moisturized and stripped. It took me forever just to get through the skin. I don't know. I was really just tired of being invisible. We love you, Deborah. Cut to store. Warren enters and pulls out a gun. AJ notices. Warren, get out of the store. You can't tell me what to do, AJ! Warren displays the gun. What are you doing with the gun? What do you think I'm doing with the gun? Cut to back room where the loud bang is heard. What the hell was that? Cut back to store. Christ! Holy shit, man! Warren, why don't you let these people go? What do you say, huh? Good try, AJ! Good try! You trying to fool me, man? I'm not that dumb! They'll call the cops on me! Nobody's gonna call the cops. Shotchup Joe and the staff looking out into the store from the back room. It's Warren shooting up the place. Oh my god, AJ. AJ's fine. Everybody stand back. Okay, Jane, call 911. Cut back to the store where Warren has been jumping around with the gun. I'm crazy and I got a gun! Joe! Hey, Joe! Did you see that, man? Did you see that? Wasn't that brilliant? Yeah! Did you just love that? You told me not to come back! Well, here I am! Give me the gun, Warren. I'll give you the gun! Warren fires again past Joe's head. Deb walks past Joe towards Warren. Deb, what are you doing? I want to have a little chat with Warren. Yeah! Have a little chat with my gun! What do you want, Warren? Stop calling me Warren! My name isn't fucking Warren! Cut to the back room. His name isn't Warren! His name isn't Warren! His name isn't Warren! I thought his name was Warren. Cut back to the store. Well, you can't kill me, Warren, because I'm already dead. And I talk to God, and she says, yo, what's up? And I'm her. She wants you to lose the gun. You're psycho! You are psycho! What the hell is wrong with you people? You all belong in the loony bin. Every one of you. Forget you guys. I don't need you. You think you're so good and damn great because you work in a freaking record store? You think you're so superior? Hey, Joe, Lucas steals $9,000 from you, and you don't do dick to him. You're going to give me a job now? So is that what you want, Warren? Do you want to work in a record store? No! I think you're lying, Warren. He's not going to give me a job, man. How do you know? Why should he? Why should anyone give me a job? He gave me a job. Joe takes the gun off Warren. Police sirens are approaching. Do I get the job? Cut to back room. Shots of AJ making Warren a store ID tag. Well, considering the fact that he's a minor, he put blanks in the gun, there's not really a whole lot that they can do to him. Well, thanks a lot, officers. Take care, Warren. Stay out of trouble, okay? Wait a minute. Warren, I made this for you. Cool, man. AJ starts to put it on Warren. Warren, I work. Wait! Can you keep it here for me so when I get back? Sure. Thanks, man. Hey, Warren, take care of yourself. Don't let the man get down. Get you down. Yeah, you too, Lucas. Bye, Gina. Yeah, don't drop the soap. Warren gets taken away. I gotta call Mitchell. A fan of money gets handed to Lucas. It's 1,900 bucks. I sold my Vespa across the street. No. Here's $600 left over from the Rex Manning expense account. Cool. There's about 30 bucks from Denver's buttons. I have some money in my bag. Here's a couple of bucks and some Bazooka Joes for karma. Here's $32 from AJ's expense account. Maybe you can hawk this. I don't know. That's 3,050. Yeah, it's six more. It's not about the money, okay? I hate money. Look, I thought I knew what I was doing, but I didn't, okay? I give up. Call Mitchell. I think we can work something out here. No. Now is the time. Just call. Whoa! Wait a second. Give me a couple of seconds. Oh, yeah. Cut to a reporter outside store. And so the perpetrator will now be taken to juvenile hall and likely charged with assault with a deadly weapon and possibly even kidnapping. Mark approaches. I saw the whole thing go down. You see, I work here. Cut to back room. Eddie comes in. Hey, guys, check it out. Mark's on TV. He turns on the TV set. He's on the news. He's right outside the store. Well, joining us is an eyewitness account to the scene. An employee of the store who stored it all. Tell us what happened. Well, there was this guy here, and he kind of wigged out and everything, but that's besides the point, because we're having a get-together here tonight. There's going to be free admission, live music, chicks, the full nine yards, man. Heavy shit. Here at midnight. We're live on the air now, sir. That's the story. Because anybody can come here at midnight. Party on, man. Damn the man. Save the empire. Cut to scenes getting ready. No. Gotta make some money. People started writing. Gina, Burko, and Ban are setting up instruments. I got it. Eddie is selling records. You know, this is something you gotta invest in when you're young, because a record is like life. It goes around and around. Indicator Nelson Chains poster. You want this? Yeah, how much? $80. Mark arrives with kegs of beer. $5 a beer to an obviously underage kid. Happy birthday, have your money ready. There you go. But Mitchell arrives and head towards the store. You gotta buy something before you go in. You wanna buy some vinyl or something? Hi, Mitch. Ciao! Cut to back crew. What is going on here? Why do I get the feeling that I am being royally screwed, Joe? Because you are, Mitch. There was no money in the bag. One of my employees needed it. Who took it? Who took the money? Mitch, this is some party. I mean, it's a hell of a turnout. Who are you? I'm Lucas. I still work here. How could I forget? We're having a discussion here. Mitchell, I wanted to talk to you about this whole Music Town thing. Next week, you're going to be the proud owner of one of many Music Towns across this great nation, correct? Yes. And you like this because Music Town jacks up the prices to make more money. You're a smart boy. Now, when Music Town comes in, Joe is out, AJ is out, and all the beautiful little tattooed gum-chewing freaks are out as well. And it pretty much goes without saying that I'm out. I wish it had gone without saying, but you don't seem to shut up. Well, I think Lucas is trying to say is, I'm going to open my own record store. You don't have the startup capital. Yes, he does. No, I don't, but I will. I will get it. Mitch, I quit. Cut to store. Lucas and Joe come out of back room. You knew, didn't you? About what? Everything. About me. About what I wanted to do. I knew you weren't happy. Cut to outside the store. Berko's band started playing. Berko's singing. They all said life's just a bowl of cherries, but sometimes it seems like anything. But Jesus Christ. Sometimes reputations outlive their applications. Sometimes fires don't get out when you're playing with them. I feel so funny deep inside. I wanna kiss myself goodbye, sugar high. I gotta have it, really need it to get by, sugar high. Gotta feel it, can't contain it, sugar high. I could go out and not even leave the house. A TV set and a bottle of wine's just fine. Crashing out on this old pull-out couch, watching Saturday Night Live. I guess that's what. Cut to store, which is at the cash register. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye. Thank you. Move along. These are on sale with a coupon, right? Mitch tries to use the cash register and fails. Doesn't anybody work here? I do! Cut to outside. When I think about my life, I want to kiss myself goodbye, sugar high. All right! Corey's looking for AJ. She spots him on the roof trying to fix the sign. AJ! 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 Cut to store. Please leave. Leave the merchandise. Take your cup and get out. There must be someone outside who needs a bug or something. Now, here's all your money. Count it. Look, Joe, I hate this place. You love it. Let me sell it to you. Cheap. Thanks. You won't regret it, Mitch. Asshole. I'll take it. Give me that. You take the lead. What? Go on, Gina. Take it. You're on. I'm far and wide, exploring deepest caverns of my mind, try to find the explanation why I get this funny feeling deep inside. When I think about my life, I wanna kiss myself goodbye, sugar high. Sugar, I wanna feel it, can't contain it, makes me high. Sugar, I even though I gotta live until I die. Sugar, sugar, the crowd cheers. Cut to Joe's office. Perfect. Well, not entirely perfect. Cut to roof.
No, you can't. Cut to roof.
Corey emerges. AJ, what are you doing up here? You, listen to me. Hello, Corey. You are so special, and you're so talented, and you have everything it takes. You have more than everything it takes, and you're really stupid because you don't know that. Huh? And I don't know you don't love me anymore, and I know that I'm blind, but at least I know that. And if you don't go to art school, if you don't understand how special you are, then you know nothing. Corey, I did love you. I was still, only I didn't realize it was really love because it was more than love and it was just some stupid feeling in my stomach like everything else. And I'll never love anybody as much as I hate, and I hate you. Why do you, Corey, I quit. I'm going to art school in Boston so I can be near you. Really? Yeah. Corey falls into AJ's arm. AJ twirls her around. They kiss. Cut to Empire Records sign. Staff dances scene. Pull away from building as credits start rolling, fade to credits, fade in, Mark and Eddie in front of store. That guy, whatever his name is, or that dude with the shaved head, that liar guy. Henry Rollins? Yeah, that guy with the tattoos all over him. I admit Henry Rollins is sort of a puss. Yeah, he's a total puss. His lyrics suck. You can't go down and put down the Misfits, man. They had like everything it took to be a great punk band. They had good bass lines and like strong guitar chords, and even then there was only three, but that didn't even compare to Primus, man. They were old school style Primus. Why get into Primus? Primus sucks. Primus is the new stuff. There's always, like the old and with the new kind of thing. Evolution's a band if Primus is what's going to come around. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the fact that Primus is nothing, man. They got, like, good bass lines. I'll admit that they have beautiful bass lines. Strict string, fretless bass. But they're not as good as, like the Pixies. The Pixies have way better bass lines than Primus, man. So why didn't they stick around? Well, you know, because people who want to do solo careers and explore themselves as single entities instead of a band. But that's, I don't know, that's like money, you know? It's not about money. Yeah, it is. What are you talking about, money? It's not all about money. It's about when you've got a band together, when you've got a band, yeah, and everything's going to be fine. Fade to credits. The end. Yeah!
You did it!
Questions. The floor is now open for questions. Do we have any questions? Ma'am, go.
I have a lot, so.
That's fine. I have all the time in the world. Go ahead. Q&A. You're happy for the Q&A.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
One question is just what your preparation was like for this project.
That's fair. The preparation for the project is the question for the listener at home. The preparation was quite simple. I watched this film about 30 times between 95 and 98 in the junior high era and maybe the freshman year of high school era. After that, I didn't watch it again for this specific reason for about 15 years. And my girlfriend and I decided to watch it after drinking for about 5 hours. We realized it was on Netflix streaming, and we watched it. And I made fun of it the entire way through, and she was angry at me for making fun of it the entire way through. So how I prepared was simple. I decided to just become everyone in the film, and that's what I did. Second question, go ahead.
Sorry, to build on that.
To build on that, that's even better. Part B.
Because the second question I have relates to that last part, which is just
thank you.
Throughout, with the exception of, I have to say, there was only one that I caught and then one when you broke toward the end, which I think, you know, for this setting is really impressive.
Okay.
That you actually did have a different characterization for each person.
Yes. If you would like, we can run through the characterizations. If you tell me the name and the person, I will do it right now.
All
right,
great. AJ.
I'm AJ. I'm an art student. I like a lady. Go, next.
Corey.
I'm an idiot girl.
Rex.
Who? Rex. I'm Rex Manning. Sexy.
Mitchell.
Which one's Mitchell? I'm an owner of a store.
Marcus.
What?
Yes.
What?
Mark.
No. I'm Mark.
The guy who talks to like
Deadpan. Oh, Lucas.
Lucas.
No, Lucas.
Lucas.
Bingo?
Bico.
Bico? Bico is the character that never really gets fleshed out.
All right, good. I'm like remembering from...
Yeah, that was the... Bico is the boyfriend... Burko, I'm sorry, Burko. We just did this whole fucking movie. I can't even remember the name. Burko is the boyfriend of Depp, right?
Oh, yeah.
But Depp is the girl that shaves her head. God, this is an awful script. he comes in, which wasn't in the script, with a guitar around his shoulder. If you remember, when he enters through the side door of Empire Records and he meets Jane for the first time, who are you? He's got a leather vest on that's unbuttoned, hair down to his shoulders, and a guitar strapped around his shoulder.
As guitarists often do.
He's holding a Fender Telecaster worth at least on the low end $700. No, that's fine. You just walk around with it. That makes a lot of sense. So to me, he sounds like this. He sounds like the dumbest person ever. But Eddie sounds even dumber. But Eddie is, in fact, the only redeemable character in this entire script. Eddie is the guy that works at the pizza store and the record store. If you think about it, Eddie brings no problem to anyone. Gives people pot brownies, but they call them sugar brownies, and that's awesome. He brings pizza to the entire staff. Eddie's a cool dude. Eddie's the only one in this script that you'd actually want to hang out with and be friends. What's your next question?
Well, I'll let some other people
ask. Okay, we'll go back to you.
Okay. I just have a question. If we were to name bands, would you be able to tell us if they enhance or detract from our Empire Records watching experience?
Okay, so the question is, if we name bands, will they enhance or detract from our Empire Records experience? Go. Alice in Chains, yes and no. Alice in Chains is not on the soundtrack. Alice... No. This is a complicated question because it depends on the time and the place you're listening to. A week ago, the answer would be yes. But since that time, the original bassist from Alice in Chains died. So that makes it a little weird. And now two-fourths of the band is dead. Bush on the fence. 16 Stone, absolutely. Razorblade Suitcase, maybe. Anything after that, absolutely not.
Silverchair.
No. Anything? Any Silverchair from the first three records would work.
Did that enhance your watching experience?
If... It depends. If it's current Silverchair, absolutely not. If it's the first record, maybe. If it's a second record, absolutely. Sponge, yes.
Cranberries.
Sponge. Cranberries, absolutely. Those two bands are on the soundtrack. And the score, sorry.
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits, yes. Dire Straits is a very interesting one. Dire Straits is when Joe is walking. Dire Straits is not in the script because the script was just written. Dire Straits song, the Romeo and Juliet song, is on while Joe is monitoring the record booths right before he's about to talk to Depp. Okay, and it's very sad. So Dire Straits is on the fence, but the problem with Dire Straits is Dire Straits is the most popular homophobic band in the history of all time.
Blind Melon.
Blind Melon, no, it's Two Sadness with Heroin, and it's not in the score.
Oh, Soundgarden.
Soundgarden, yes, but not the sub pop era Soundgarden, because that's actually, like, good. You gotta go to the main, like, so Super Unknown would be the first one that's okay. Super Unknown, Down the Upside, yes.
Live.
Live, yes, because live, like Empire Records, does not hold up. Has a lot of songs about failed suicide attempts. The guy's bald. Live is the perfect fucking band.
Candlebox,
yes. Collective Soul, no, Too religious. Collective Soul is too religious. Any other band questions? Okay, moving on. Next question. You had a follow-up question, ma'am. Go ahead. Do you really want this to end?
No.
Then you better ask a fucking question.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you preparing to show this at any other venue?
Am I preparing to show this? When it comes to the Brandon Weatherby Reads the Classic series, the answer is no. It's a one-time deal.
But this is volume one.
Future volumes, right now, we're looking at The Crow. The Crow is very high on my list.
Mallrats
is very high on my list. Here's the thing. It has to be something that you identified with probably in junior high before you develop taste.
But Mallrats is actually good.
But there's a lot of awful dialogue in Mallrats.
Yes.
The problem with Mallrats is there's going to be a lot of not breathing. If you've noticed in this, no one really gets a monologue.
Yeah.
Mostly everything in this film that involves one character is a montage, which makes it extremely easy to read. Mallrats might actually take longer if we read the entire thing than it takes to actually watch Mallrats.
Do you know enough women to do the craft?
Do I know enough women to do the craft is the second question. Yes, but here's the thing. It's Brandon Weatherby reads the classics. Not a bunch of no-names read something. No. I'm Brandon Weatherby, and I read the classics. Part of what makes it a classic is me reading it. That's literally half of what makes it. Will I direct a theater troupe reading the craft? Absolutely. Will I put my name on it? Absolutely not. I will not sully my fine name and my fine work, and I will definitely not podcast that. I have strict rules of things I made up right now. Go ahead. Next question.
And you answered part of what I would have said would be my response to this question. I was going to ask what you feel this reading adds to the existence of this film. And what, other than that we know that you're reading this classic work.
Yes. Wait.
What new thing?
So the question is, what does this reading add to the Empire Records lore?
For a shared cultural understanding.
I have a friend who has a doctorate in indie rock.
This is true.
From the University of Chicago.
This is true.
That's bullshit.
Pay for that.
He actually didn't have to pay for that. Oh. He got a scholarship. I'm sort of like the people's doctor. Okay? I'm bringing to you something that you can watch for free online. And making it more awkward. Okay? I'm doing something wholly not original in an original way. And making you look at your childhood and remember, wow, I liked awful things. I am so glad I didn't kill myself at 13 because now I get to laugh at myself at 13. And now I got real. I got some real talking out of us, you know? I like to open up dialogues. What this does is open up dialogues, man. That's not really all this is. Think of Tori Amos' first three albums. Now think about them now. That's all it is. That's all this is. Next question. Laughter's not a question. Fantastic. We're going to close the floor, and the floor is closed. Wait. I have closing remarks. We have closing remarks.
That was so deep and heavy.
It was so deep and heavy. I want to make it light again. Thank you for coming to Brandon Weatherby Reads the Classics, Volume 1, Empire Records. Future installments include The Crow, Mallrats. Wait, do you have a question? Let me open the floor back up. It's open. Go.
It would probably be best after you.
No. Everything is recorded. As soon as I end this, I burn all the equipment, and I slit my throat, and I have to heal for 6 months. So ask now.
This question, and you can say that you don't want to talk about
that's
this
fair.
Subject, is not so much about Empire Records as much as it is requesting that potentially you do something non-related to Empire Records.
Oh, yes, continue.
It makes me curious about you as a...
I do not want to make this an Empire Records tribute series. One and done. If you're a smart drinker, you never do more than one shot in the same bar. One and done in terms of shots in a bar. Why? You don't make a fool of yourself. Usually, you'll end up drinking other drinks, and then they'll give you more shots for free. That still counts as one and done. That's how I feel about Empire Records. I've cashed out on Empire Records. This is done. This is dead to me. As soon as I break this microphone in about 5 minutes, I will not remember anything I just did. It's over. We have to move on. But we can't move from the 90s. Because that decade was awful. I could never do this for American Pie. I don't care. No one cares. You know what I mean? How old are you?
Almost 32.
You're almost 32. That's perfect.
This is like really in my...
This is in your wheelhouse. Yeah. So we can probably go like maybe 2 years younger and like 2 years older. And that's about it. So probably like 93 to 97 is where you want to be for this stuff. Or else it's just good. Or bad. It's not like mockable. What's up?
It's not a classic.
It's not a classic. Technically, when I read it, it becomes a classic. Do I want to sell you that name? Not yet. So, we are going to have we are going to set up a system so that people can vote. Because really, this is about the people, not about me. You think I had fun doing this? No.
Yes.
This is awful. I have stomach pains. I'm pregnant. I want to close with this one note. Think of Rex Manning right now. Think of what that actor looks like right now. And be glad that you are not that actor. Think about it. Get real sad. Think about Rex and how not sexy he is anymore. Let the Rex from the film live on in your mind, not the reality of Rex. I like how she's staring at me saying, like, how long is he going to drag this shit out? I got 10 more minutes. Thank you for coming. This has been Brandon Weatherby Reads the Classics, Volume 1 Empire Records. Enjoy your evening.